says in Daf Zayin Beis that says Elohu bechelim chasus like Abraham bechelim shala daken mal. Mi amin afagav the kabbalan shava kemen de mitrei kriko asu apligim betamayo dam l'shem chelav b'acharu. So Rashi says in the Ramasa who bechelim chasus like Abraham. What was the case? He named the haru bechelim shala kerev bein bekazayis the pachas mekazayis the kazayis oksib behadu amidav b'shen etzukim ma'idim bay. So it sounds like from Rashi that they were matir a pachas mekazayis. And the kash is achen meas. Then there shouldn't be a carbon at all because the davar shechaven was done because we should not say chatas. There is no chatas for pachas mekazayis. Even if you hold chatas shiras, lots of minatayra, but it's about not going to have a karis. It's not done a karis. So why would there be a carbon on that bichlal? And Rabbi Yehuda says that they're reading Rashi wrong. That's not what Rashi means. Rashi means that they said that you're not chayv in a kazayis, only chayv on more than a kazayis, and they gave a din of a kazayis as a din of pachas mekazayis. They said that eating kazayis is like eating pachas mekazayis. Basically, there's no shear at all, and it's mutter, even though aval lefi emes it would be aser. But some of them want to say that maybe Rashi taka means he's going lefi the mandam echatz shear is also minat Torah, and Rashi is saying that they were matter that is, and even though it doesn't have a karis, but being that the shear shalom has a karis, therefore that's enough to say that that's a davish is done a karis. The mitzvason. When he asks his kasha, and he also says, like in the Yehuda, he says, you can't say that. You can't say we're talking about chatzi shir asim and atayr, and for that reason, you're going to be chai, because chatzi shir is an isur ba'alma. It's nothing to do with karis, and I've added that would not be a davar shizun of karis. And the question is, he himself says right before the mitzvah, and that if you give a hira and dam, even though the specific thing you're talking about might not have an isur karis, but being that the shame dam ba'alma does have an isur karis, that's good enough. That is considered a davar shizun of karis. Why can't you say the same thing with chatzi shir, that even though this specific thing he's doing now does not have a karis, but being that the shame chelav has a karis, that's good enough, and that should be a reason to be considered davar shizden a karis. He doesn't like that. He says chatzi shir is a isur ba'alma. And I think the pshat is that he's taking sides in the chakir la'acharinim. What is the gather of chatzi shir? Is chatzi shir aser because we say that if the whole isur is aser b'kazayis, and mele that's a simon that even less than kazayis is aser, but it's the same shame isur as the original isur. Or is it an Isra Chadash? It's a new Isra. There's Taka, the regular Isra is not here. The Chatzi Zayis of Chazer is not an Isra Chazer. It's a new Isra called Chatzi Shir, new Isra called Kol Chelim. So I think the other Achanim understanding that it's not a new Isra, it's the old Isra. And therefore you could say that the Shem Ha Isra over here is a Davish is done with Karis. And it's based on those understanding, you know, it's a new Isra. If it's a new Isra, this is an Isra Baalma, it has no Shachas to Karis. And Mimela, that would not be a reason that would be considered a Davish is done with Karis. And therefore he says that the pshat would be like how the Nehudah is reading it, that they were matter a kazayis, and they give it a din of a pachas mikazayis.